City of Powell River councillors have deferred a motion regarding a development variance permit for Life Cycle Housing Society's Cranberry Place, which might include construction of a sidewalk in front of the complex on Cranberry Street. At the September 22 City Council meeting, councillors received a request for direction from staff. The request indicated that Life Cycle Housing is completing an engineering investigation in relation to the existing water main and options for sidewalk construction. The request stated that the proposal will likely be revised based on this additional engineering analysis. Mayor Dave Formosa said the city had received a request to postpone the development variance permit. Corporate officer Chris Jackson said the proponent had requested a deferral of consideration until the October 6 City Council meeting to give them more time to sort out engineering investigations related to the sidewalk. Councillor Carol Ann Leishman said there appeared to be some confusion in a letter written by Cranberry Street resident Doug Clark regarding the sidewalk. She said the variance provides for a sidewalk to be built on the street and engineering was being done regarding the sidewalk. Clark, who was in the gallery for the meeting, said there was a second part of the variance permit, which was the width of Cranberry Street. He said he is opposed to narrowing of the street as it directly affects people on the other side of the street. There won't be a wide enough street for on-street parking, said Clark. Leishman said she didn't believe the road width would affect traffic, but Clark said it would affect parking. I'd like to be assured by the engineering looking into the width of the street that I can still park on the street if it's narrowed, added Clark. Formosa said the city would be having another look at it. He thanked Clark for his input. Councillor Rob Southcott read a recommendation that further consideration of development variance permit 270 and allocation of funding to assist with sidewalk construction be deferred, in order to provide the applicant opportunity to complete engineering investigations and prepare revised proposals. Southcott said hopefully, the motion would allow the proponent to carry on with that project with no more delay than is absolutely necessary for design and engineering considerations that need to be taken care of. Council voted unanimously in favor of the recommendation to defer, to provide Life Cycle Housing more time for its investigations.